Son of God expressing the slower song and talking about using the tools that we mentioned in our list the other day. And so now we're going to learn how to do some of these things. And the first thing we want to learn is a proper crescendo and diminuendo. See, for instance, what is a technical way that you would want to express, "I want to see you," the first half of the first phrase? And obviously, you would want a slight crescendo on the word "want," building toward the word "see," with a slight or moderate accent on the word "see." And you come off of that, after an accent, you come off a little bit. Moving down on the word "you," you build the phrase again through the first half of the word "beauty." You have to use crescendo to do that. And on the long notes, or in this case, the dotted quarters, is where you place that crescendo. On "want," on "all," and "all of your glory." And those three different dotted quarter notes. And also there's a major crescendo on the word "love," with an accent on "I," after "so I." Well, slight accent, moving into crescendo, coming to the top of the phrase "seek." Accent on "seek," or at least that should top out your crescendo on the word "seek." Then the piece does go downhill from that point. Dynamically, only. Yes? Little sideways teepee. Sideways, not very big. Yeah, it's just a little. Sir? That's what I just said. Either you have the teepee or you have the sideways teepee. None of these, the straight up and down teepees are pretty strong accent. These are sideways. Well, actually, they're this way. The point is to the left. The point is to the left. Who? Kaler? Don't they point to the left? They point to the left. They open to the right. The I'm almost certain they point to the left. They're like a mini crescendo, yeah. Okay. Brad, let's take the keyboard for a minute. I need you to play some chords for us so we can learn how to crescendo. Thank you. Hey, did you sign up for this class? You, Widener. You didn't sign the roll sheet. Widener Sandy. There. This class keeps getting bigger every day. That roll got fuller, didn't it? Okay. Let's take, fill me a C triad on middle C with the bass an octave lower. Just a crescendo. Now, you know you're at the end of your crescendo when you start going out of control vocally, when the sound starts to lose focus and get flat. This is a crescendo. Ready?
But how it happens is like this. It's very difficult mentally to do it. You've got to concentrate and support. Try again.
Take I want to see. Yes? Okay, here we go. Chord, sir. Beauty. I was doing something in the shape of the word beauty. Well, all has its own crescendo. It has its own shape. It has its own. In all your beauty, says like that. See? In all builds, all expands, all strengthens. Okay? Up. Is to make something accented, you've got to put a peak on it. And the peak is right at the beginning. And to sing the word glory with an accent, you hit gluh and then come off of it. And what you did is you hit it loud and hung on to it loud. And that's not what you do. You hit it and back off of it. Otherwise, it's no accent. It's just louder. And that becomes... Then, instead of just accenting a note, you have changed dynamic range. And you don't do much too loud of a dynamic range. You don't want to do that. Music is more subtle than that. It's a beautiful picture with subtle shading. And you want it to be in all your glory. You won't say... You don't say... If I was saying this... I want to see you in all your glory. That's not the way you say it. You say, glory. You act. And you have a day crescendo in your speech voice on holy. You have an accent on glory. You come up. So that's how you accent in music. In all your glory. Let's see. I'm out of key. Accent. You're not changing dynamic level. You're returning to the general dynamic level. Okay. Take it from top, please. 2, 3, 4, 1. Ready? 2, 3, 4, 1. Sing it without the accent to try to show you the dynamic range. Give me an F sharp. In all your glory, in all. See. In all. Don't play. In all your glory. See, the dynamic range is going up.
In all your glory. You don't go. In all your glory. No.
Right. See, I sang it for you without the accent to show you where the dynamic range was supposed to end up. And then I added the accent to it, and then I showed you the other version. Okay? Stop again. Stop again. Delicate sforzando or something like that. It's a kind of an accent where you hit the word like the beginning of the top of the phrase, and you come down on it so you can have some, you have the distance, the headroom, as we call it, to get back up to the next size crescendo. Because if you crescendo love too much, you won't have anywhere to go to seek. And seek is the top of the piece. Okay? That's where your head is.
Yes, Carol?
Substantial. See, love takes an increase by a strong crescendo, which then moves right to the next phrase. Love is a big crescendo. What love does is it brings you up to a new dynamic level. It's a long, long note crescendo, 5 feet crescendo, which brings you up to a new dynamic level. You don't stay up there very long. At least you're up there for about 2 bars. But then, as I was just telling Daryl, what that crescendo does is it brings the whole piece up in dynamic level. Okay? And so now you have a new dynamic level that's stronger. We're moving into the next phrase with. And so you've got to keep going up to get to C. And then from C, gradually you take your dynamic level back down to where you started. When you face to face is the dynamic range you start the piece with. But the piece builds from I want to see you up to love. And from love it crescendos to a stronger dynamic range. There's actually the piece does build to the first three phrases in this case. First three phrases is the word love, which then crescendos into a second floor.
that faith, and then gradually comes back down. That makes sense? That's the way it's shaped.
Shaping, this is what makes expressive, slower music. Okay? Take it again from the top.
Even though I may not conduct certain dynamic things, I want you to do them consistently. Okay? 2, 3, 4, 1. My tempo? 2, 3, 4, 1.
Lovely consonant there to use. Until I find you. Energize there. Take it again from the top. 'Improvements. We do have to review vowel shapes in this class. However, there's some very bad ones. And so I'm going to give you an assignment for next Tuesday. Seems to me I did this last semester. But I will do it, or not last semester, but last year on the same song. I probably don't have it in here. I want you to extract the vowel shapes only from this song. That is, just write them down, what the vowels are only. And then practice singing this with just vowels, no consonants. Right? Just the correct vowels. A-a, u-i-u. E-a, o-u-i. Type thing. It sounds somewhat like Aboriginal tongue of some sort. You write all those down and then practice it that way. We're going to sing it that way on Tuesday. No consonants, just the vowels. Yes. Hmm? Now you go ahead and write them into your music. It'll probably help you. You don't have to if you can do it without. I can do it without usually. Yes? No. Just do it and practice it so that you can do it. I want you to practice it very carefully and make sure that you're singing every vowel shape properly. Remember, we worked on the I sounds and the A sounds. And the sounds, and you have all of those in here, as well as the A, O, U, and A. Okay, and then this semester we're going to work on consonants, too. And consonants are real difficult for you, and difficult for you, but you're not doing a very good job with them, let's put it that way. And some of you are doing some of them okay because you know how to do them. But we need to learn how to properly articulate the consonants with strength and energy, how to continue to support the tone, including the consonants. Consonants are supported and energized by breath support. And we'll learn how to do that. So I want you to have that ready for me Tuesday. Okay. Can't remember if it was last year or what that we did this vowel-shaped thing on the king and his beauty. And that has a lot of short vowels in it, which is much more difficult. Now, it is in the love of God. It's not all that easy to express, but it's not all that difficult. It's not easy because of its rather staid nature. It's hard to sing this one and sound anointed. And so I probably, now that I think about it, made a poor choice. Except the other choice that I made isn't printed yet. And so I had just grabbed this out of the file thinking, well, this is a slow song. And it's hard to teach you, like you picked up some accents and some crescendos and what have you in the last piece. In this one, there's not that many things happening musically. One of the things that most choirs have to do is maintain the breath. Now, you need to get a good reserve breath on this one because it has those nice long
phrases.
In case I didn't tell you, where you can breathe on It Is in the Love of God is after the word last, after the word stay, and after the word last. Nice, long, healthy phrases. You cannot breathe after God, nor love. Okay? So, let's sing this one through and then try to sense in your mind where the expression should happen. I would like to tell people to mark all their markings in red pen. It's easiest to see. But because I do change my mind, it's more convenient and intensive. But make some great big bodacious something so that you are sure to see that you don't read on those places. Okay, well, there's some places for some expression in there, surely. What do you think? Obviously, the word stay needs a crescendo. Then the obviously the first phrase, first half of the first phrase builds up to the word love. Love being the top of the first half of the phrase. Main being top of the second half of the phrase. Holy, on whole, will be the top of the first half of the second phrase. That only makes sense. So you would build your eighth note passages into those first half notes. That makes sense, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. These aren't gigantic crescendos, but they're shape. They're shaping the phrase, and not just singing da-da-da-da-da like a computer would beep out notes, or a harpsichord would play it. But you're giving it life, strength. Rob, do you have a question? Don't accent low, but do open up for the big low notes. See, basses are not going to be real expressive down low. They just have to open up wide and get a nice, rich foundation going on those G's and F's down there. Just open it up. Oh, nice big low note. And but don't accent love, because love is not the top of the phrase. And holy is the top of that half of that phrase, building to stay. Which love are you talking about? Yeah, that's the one. Okay. Right. Right. That love is not to be accented. Now, the word love in the first phrase is the top of the phrase, so it would have a subtle accent on it. But then again, it's hard to subtly accent on an A-flat. Just a little bit. You want to be careful not to cluck them out too hard. Accents in vocal music are not real strong accents, unless you're singing something that requires strong accents, like Give Me This Mountain, or something like that. Now that song can take strong vocal accents. But a slower, softer, more lyric piece of music, you don't use strong accents. They just don't fit musically. You can do a lot of biting with your voice, and you can use that on certain songs, but not on music like this. So when we talk about accents, we're talking about a subtle accent. Okay? Okay, let's take it again. No. You're coming down from Maine, so you don't build on last. Again. Some of it wasn't. You build up through the eighth note phrase, eighth note passage, to the top half note. And I get the feeling a lot of the sopranos especially are only singing the same volume on it is in the, or it is in his, same volume on the four eighth notes. Excuse me, and it can't be that way. It must build through those eighth notes. Right? Catch my drift? I don't hear the basses real well. It's hard for basses to build as they're going down so low, but they do need to crescendo as best as they can going down on those passages. The only place that doesn't build is We Will Ever Stay. Try it again. More flexibility out of the soprano. You're not real flexible. You're not moldable musicians yet. Not flexible. Yeah, holy is the top of the phrase. You come down toward love.
Yes.
We will ever stay. Daryl?
Don't we build up stay into stay?
You build up into stay, and then you crescendo on stay.
Okay. So building up into
stay. It's a crescendo, basically. You're crescendoing through the phrase and not on a given note. I should be consistent. When I say build up, I mean a crescendo. Not necessarily a very big one, but crescendo. No, on all of these eighth note phrases, there is a crescendo of some kind, building to the first beat of the next measure. Yeah, and it's too big right now. because we're not doing anything with it after we crescendo. If we're going to crescendo like that, we've got to do something. That means you've got to get really excited in the last half of the piece, which currently you're not. You don't sound really excited yet. But maybe by Tuesday you'll be really excited. Also maybe by Tuesday I'll be really excited. I have to apologize if I seem somewhat of a dud today. I'm still fighting the demon of flu. And so it's really uncomfortable to do this. But you're improving, and I appreciate how much you're improving. And this kind of thing, like we're talking about, these crescendos through eight-tone passages, they're more difficult. A bit more difficult musicians that we're talking about. Especially if I know that figure is still inflexible. But you'll come along. You got to let your voices be very flexible and fluid, like Becky King when she dances in the spirit. It's so fluid. And not stiff. And that's the way our voices need to be. In order to be musical, you've got to be fluid, but always in control. See? That's why you support soft passages, you support loud passages. Why you have breath support. So that you can maintain the energy to the voice as soft or loud. Soft or loud. And then you can be fluid. It takes energy, and that's why intensive vocal training is so good if you haven't had it. Excellent. Helping you get more consistent strength in your voice. Because without that, you'll always be stiff. You don't have good, positive tone support. Okay, you're dismissed. Yes? Yeah. That's the only way those work.
These types of crescendos where you actually end.